In Pennsylvania, a federal appeals court ruled today that the government may close all deportation hearings for specially designated detainees. The 2-1 ruling of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals is a major victory for the Bush administration and a setback for media groups that wanted to attend the hearings. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Today's decision conflicts directly with a decision last month by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in the Midwest. That court ruled unanimously that immigration judges could close hearings only on a case-by-case basis when the government was able to show that an open hearing would pose a risk to national security. Democracies die behind closed doors, said the Sixth Circuit. But today, a panel of the Third Circuit, covering the states of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware, ruled by a vote of 2-1 that the constitutional balance should be struck differently, without the courts interposing their judgment at all, and with complete deference to the Attorney General when he asserts a national security interest. The conflicting decisions by the Third and Sixth Circuit panels set up a likely appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, according to former judge, Solicitor General, and Special Prosecutor Kenneth Starr.
The most logical thing, in light of everyone's sense that this issue is important and needs deciding, and it needs final decision, is that the matter should now go to the Supreme Court, and it should go as promptly as possible.
The case could go to the court as early as this term, though either side has the option of seeking review by all the judges on either circuit. That would likely put any Supreme Court resolution off for some time, but most observers believe that the clash of principles at stake in the case present too pressing an issue for delay. Again, Kenneth Starr.
The issue of right of access to public proceedings is fundamental in a free society. And it's clear that judges, and very able and experienced judges, are in disagreement with respect to the application of that principle in the specific context of deportation proceedings.
Not all deportation hearings are closed, only in the category of detainees designated by the Attorney General as of special interest. But ACLU lawyer Lee Gallant, who represented the news organizations in the case decided today, says a person of special interest could be almost anyone.
That's anybody the Attorney General designates as special interest. We do not know what the criteria is or how they're picked. In the government's briefs, they've said it could be someone who has a connection to terrorism or someone who has some connection to some facet of the investigation, which could mean virtually anything. What we do know from the government's FOIA responses in related litigation is that overwhelmingly these people have not been charged with any connection to terrorism, much less September 11th. They have been charged with routine visa violations.
Today's ruling from the Third Circuit was written by Chief Judge Edward Becker. He acknowledged that there's a tradition of openness in deportation hearings over the last century, and even specific regulations requiring open hearings unless there's evidence that justifies closure. But he said that tradition of openness dating back to the early 1900s does not go back far enough in American history to be a constitutional requirement. He conceded there are dangers in giving such unchecked power to the government, but said that if Congress wants to require open hearings, it can do that. Since September 11th, wrote Judge Becker, American life has changed dramatically, and the primary national policy must be self-preservation. In recognition of the Attorney General's experience in the field of national security, said the judge, and our lack of experience, we cannot second-guess him. In dissent, Judge Anthony Sirica said the question is not whether some or all deportation hearings can be closed, but who makes that determination. And under our constitutional system of checks and balances, he said, the courts must make the final call, while at the same time taking into consideration the views of the Attorney General. All three judges, in the majority and dissent, were appointed by President Ronald Reagan. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.